time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. With Thanksgiving just around the corner, I have a question for you. Do you have any family traditions that are part of your Thanksgiving celebration? I know there's lots of things many of us do that are common traditions. But do you realize there was a tradition at a high school in Indianapolis where students would light frozen turkeys on fire and then see who could throw them the furthest? From what I understand, the tradition has ended, but not before someone managed to throw a frozen flaming turkey 185 feet 7 inches. I remember a few years ago, supermarkets were encouraging people to try bowling with frozen turkeys. The White House has a tradition that they pardon one turkey every year for Thanksgiving and allow that turkey to live out its days at Mount Vernon, the former home of George Washington. Over the years, our family has usually baked our turkey, but one year we deep-fried it, and I must admit, I thought it was rather delicious. Not good enough to make it an annual tradition, but good enough to do it again. I have yet to take a bite out of the infamous turducken. This is a deboned chicken stuffed inside a deboned duck, which is then stuffed inside a deboned turkey. Sounds tasty. I'm not ready to make it a part of our tradition yet. Maybe after I taste it, though, things will change. My wife learned of a tradition of setting a small plate with 5 corn kernels on it in remembrance of the first winter the Mayflower passengers spent in the New World. 50 of the 102 passengers died from exposure or sickness, and food was scarce. Legend goes that they only had 5 kernels of corn each day to live on to survive that first winter. Whether the legend is true or not, our family sets a plate with 5 kernels of corn as a reminder of how much we have to be grateful for. Many families take turns going around the table announcing things each person is thankful for. Both Thanksgiving and Christmas are full of traditions. A year after Janine and I got married, we packed our little minivan up and left our families in California and moved to Chicago to go to college. I remember our very first Christmas there. We sat alone in our small apartment on Christmas morning. We exchanged the 2 gifts that were under the tree with each other, and then sat and looked at each other with the question of, now what? We realized then and there that we were going to have to start some new family traditions. This has been a rough year for many people, and things are going to have to be different, so I encourage you to make the best of it and make some new family traditions. Maybe instead of having a big get-together at your home, you could drop off meals for people that you know would enjoy them. Maybe have each person cook one item and have everybody help with dinner. You could get a new board game and have everyone play a game together after dinner. Who knows, why not get crazy with the traditions and switch it up? Let Mom sit and watch the football game after dinner and let Dad do the dishes. No matter what, I encourage you to count your blessings and be thankful this Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening. God bless. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.